In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
We
are going to continue with our topic, the one true church. The church is the body of Christ. According to Hebrews, Mount Zion is the church of the firstborn.
根据希伯来书, 西安就是长子的会。
What makes the Zion or the Church of God so special?
那是什么使得神的教会或者是锡安山这么的特别呢?
For this lesson, we are going to go through some of the passages from the Old Testament scriptures.
在这一节当中，我们要 看一些旧约中的经文。
We first turn to Psalms 132.
我们请先看诗篇第132篇。
Psalms 132.
诗篇第132篇。
We read verse 13 and 14.
132篇第13还有14节。
Psalms 132, verse 13 and verse 14.
诗篇132篇第13、14节。
For the Lord has chosen Zion, He has desired it for His dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
十三节，因为主神拣选了锡安，愿意当作自己的居所，说：“这是我永远安息之所，我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意的。”
Here it talks about the choosing of God. Yeah.
这边想到神的拣选。
And this is like, you know, a conscientious choice or conscious choice on the part of God to choose Zion.
这是神凭着自己的意识来拣选的。
And not only that, He wants to make this place, Zion, to be His resting place forever.
不仅如此，他要让这个锡安成为他永远安息之所。
Meaning, once Zion is chosen, God will not change His mind or to choose for another group of people.
意思就是说，神一旦立定主意，拣选了锡安，他就不会改变他的意思，或者是拣选另外一群人。
Verse 13 says, yeah, He has desired it for His dwelling place. Now, in my version, yeah, there's more. The note here also says home.
在第十三节这边说到，他愿意当作自己的居所。那在英文翻译还有另外的意思，就是他的家。
So Zion, the church, is the home of God.
所以锡安教会就是神的家。
That's why God delights to live in us, dwell with us.
所以神他喜悦和我们住在一起。
You find that because we have been chosen, our sins have been forgiven.
你会发现，因为我们被拣选了，我们的罪得赦。
That's why this is a place that God desires to live in.
所以这是神他愿意住在这里的原因。
If we have not been chosen, then He would not have lived in us.
如果我们没有被拣选的话，他就不会住在这里。
So this is the home of God. Yeah.
所以这是神的家。
Again, I said we can only give thanks to God.
我再说一次，我们只能够感谢神。
We tend to, you know, this home is similar to like, you know, God make His home our heart to be His home.
这个家呢，其实就像神，他愿意把我们的心作为他所居住的地方。
We turn to John chapter 14.
我们请看约翰福音第14章。
Please turn to the Gospel of John chapter 14.
请看约翰福音第14章。
We read verse 23.
请看第23节。
John 14 verse 23.
约翰福音14章23节。
Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
23节，耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
Here it says, God is going to make His home with the person who loves Him.
这边说到，只要是爱神的人，他就必与他同住。
It talks about the coming of the Spirit, the indwelling of the Spirit. So when the Spirit lives in us and our heart becomes the home of the Holy Spirit. When we look at it in a collective sense,
当我们以,
we find that the church, all of us, has been redeemed by God, and together we form the home of God.
我们都是为神所救赎的, 所以当我们聚在一起的时候,
so we can see how privileged we are, and how blessed we are.
我们可以看到我们有多么的有福气。
Okay, now, I also want you to turn to Isaiah.
现在请看以赛亚书。
Okay, we read Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书第20章。
Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书28章。
Here is the second point. Yeah.
这是第二点。
Chapter 28, we read verse 16.
以赛亚书28章第16节。
Chapter 28, verse 16.
28章16节,
Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
16节, 所以主神如此说, 看啊, 我在锡安放一块石头, 作为根基, 是试验过的石头, 是稳固根基, 宝贵的房角石, 信靠的人必不着急。
Now, who is this precious stone?
所以谁是这一块宝贵的房角石呢?
Who is this chief cornerstone?
谁是这个主要的房角石?
We know that Jesus is the chief cornerstone.
我们知道耶稣就是这一个主要的房角石。
You find that this piece of stone has been placed, has been laid in Zion. It's in Zion only.
我们发现这个房角石它只有在立在锡安。
We know that this stone is also the foundation of the church.
我们知道这一块房角石也是教会的根基。
We know that the foundation of the church is the truth.
我们知道教会的根基就是真理。
It has been laid already.
已经被设立了。
We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们请看哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章,
we read verse 11.
第十一节,
chapter 3, verse 11.
哥林多前书三章十一节,
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
十一节, 因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督, 此外没有人能立别的根基。
The early church, the apostolic church, has a firm foundation.
使徒教会就有已经有这个稳固的根基。
And this foundation is Jesus Christ.
这个根基就是耶稣基督。
Meaning that the church is built upon Jesus Christ.
意思是说教会是建立在耶稣基督以上。
Just like Jesus said to Peter.
就像耶稣对彼得说的。
On this rock, that is Jesus himself, he shall build his church upon.
在这块磐石上就是耶稣基督本身，他会建立他的教会。
So today we thank God the true Jesus Church is also built upon the foundation of the Apostolic Church.
我们感谢神，今天的耶稣教会也是建立在使徒教会的根基上。
Meaning on Christ Jesus Himself.
意思就是建立在耶稣基督本身。
So you can't find any other firm foundation apart from, you know, from Zion.
所以除了锡安之外，你没有办法找到其他的稳固的根基。
You can't go out to other churches, go out, you know, to look for other churches and try to find, you know, the foundation of the truth. You can't.
你没有办法到外面别的教会里找到这个稳固的根基。
Because this is the work of God. This, you know, God laid His foundation in Zion.
因为这是神的话，神亲自在锡安立了他的根基。
Who can challenge God? Who can change the work of God?
谁可以向神挑战？谁可以改变神的话呢？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
Whatever God has said.
神所说的。
His word will not go out and come back, you know, fruitless.
他不会自我矛盾。
Meaning His words will come to pass.
意思就是说，他的话会实现。
Since He has created the foundation laid the foundation in Zion.
既然他已经在锡安立了根基。
What we should do is to rejoice.
我们应该做的就是要喜乐。
We turn to Psalms.
我们请看诗篇。
We read, look at 118.
我们请看诗篇第118篇。
Psalms 118.
诗篇第118篇。
Verse 22 to verse 24.
第二节到第四节。22
to 24.
22节到24节。
Psalms 118, verse 22 to 24.
诗篇118篇第22到24节
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
22节, 匠人所砌的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
Where can we find this cornerstone?
我们要在哪里找到这头块石头呢?
Zion.
就在锡安。
As we have read in Isaiah chapter 28.
就像我们刚刚在以赛亚书28章当中所读的。
We know that we need to believe in Jesus to be saved.
我们知道我们必须要经由相信耶稣基督而得救。
But where can we truly find Jesus?
那我们要在哪里可以真的找到耶稣呢?
In the Church of God, in Zion.
就是在神的教会在锡安里。
Now, this rejected stone has become the chief cornerstone.
这一块匠人所砌的石头已成了房角的头块石头。
Now, read verse 23. Yeah?
我们请看第23节。
This was the Lord's doing.
这是神所做的。
It is marvelous in our eyes.
在我们眼中看为稀奇。
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
这是主神所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
Today we have come to Mount Zion, where we can find this chief cornerstone.
今天我们已经来到锡安山，我们可以在这里找到这头块石头。
Should we not be happy?
我们岂不要高兴欢喜吗?
How many of us are sad here? Raise your hand.
我们这边有没有很哀伤的人举手?
No.
都没有。
So everyone believes in the true church.
所以大家都相信真耶稣教会。
How many of you are happy? Raise your hand.
高兴的举手。
Just to wake you up. Okay.
只是要你起床而已。
Raise your hand, please.
来举手。
Higher, like this. Confident.
还有信心一点。
Okay.
好，放下。
So everyone is wake up now.
所以大家都很有信心。都起来了。哦，都起来了。
So can I go on?
所以我可以继续了吗?
Okay. So the chief cornerstone is what? Is Jesus, yeah?
所以这个头块石头就是耶稣。
So it's found in Zion.
是在锡安里找到。
So this is the wonderful work of the Lord.
所以这是神奇妙的作为。
Okay, I also want you to turn to Isaiah.
接下来请看以赛亚书。
We turn to Isaiah chapter 46.
以赛亚书第46章。
Isaiah chapter 46.
以赛亚书第46章。
Okay, we read verse 13.
请看第13节。
Isaiah chapter 46, verse 13.
以赛亚书46章13节。
Now, I bring my righteousness near. It shall not be far off. My salvation shall not linger. And I will place salvation in Zion, for Israel my glory.
13节,我使我的公义临近并不远离,我的救恩必不迟延,我要为以色列,我的荣耀在锡安施行救恩。
I think the Chinese translation is slightly different.
我想这个中文翻译跟英文有一点点不一样。
It does not convey the idea very well.
它并没有把这个主要的意思表达得出来。
My version said, I will place, it's like I placed my Bible here on top of the desk, I place here.
在英文翻译中，它是用 place 就是放这个字，表示说要在锡安把这个救恩放在锡安里。So
God places salvation in Zion.
所以神把这个救恩放在锡安里。So
where can you find salvation? Zion, the church. This is the only church.
所以你要从哪里找到这个救恩呢？就是在锡安，就在教会里。No
other church can provide you with salvation.
其他的教会没有办法提供这样的救恩。
Now, bear this in mind, this is the work of God, it's not our work, it's not the work of a certain individuals.
要记得这是神的话,不是我们的话,或是任何人的话。
This is what the Bible says.
这是圣经说的。
If you want to be saved, come to Zion, that's the only place.
如果你要得救，你就要来锡安，这是唯一的地方。
Now you have found Zion.
现在你已经找到锡安了。
And because of some confusion, now you want to leave the church.
然后因为一些困惑，你要离开教会。
Then you will lose salvation.
那你就没有救恩了。
Is that not true?
不是吗
？It's so sad.
是很让人伤心的。
Okay. All right. We turn to Joel.
我们请看约珥书。
Joel.
约珥书。
Joel chapter 2.
约珥书第二章。
We read verse 16.
第十六节。
Sorry, 32.
哦，对不起，第三十二节。
32.
三十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 32.
约珥书二章三十二节。
It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
到那时候，凡求告主神名的，就必得救。
Okay, if we do not read the second part, it seems that you know, as long as you call upon the name of the Lord, then you are saved.
如果我们不继续把这一节读下去，好像是说只要求告神的名就会被得救。
Yes, God is more than capable, in terms of saving us, He's more than capable.
是的，神是很有能力。在救人方面是没有问题的。
But where can we find the Lord?
但是我们要在哪里找得到这位神呢？
Second part it says, For in Mount Zion, in Jerusalem, there shall be deliverance, or there shall be salvation.
32节继续读下去就看到，因为照神所说的，在锡安山、耶路撒冷必有逃脱的人。
Deliverance here refers to salvation.
这边逃脱就是表示得救。
You know, right before the second coming of Christ,
你知道在基督再临之前
there will be a lot of troubles and confusions.
会有很多的困惑
So if we remain in Mount Zion, the church of God,
但是如果你留在锡安山教会里
there shall be deliverance. We shall be kept away from this troubles.
你就会从这些困惑当中被救出来
So salvation is in Zion.
所以锡安里面有救恩。
So today, if we stay out of Zion and try to call upon the name of God, then He will not listen. Simple as that.
所以很简单的，如果我们今天离开这锡安，想要求告他的名，没有办法被得救。
Now I want to read also, Zechariah.
那请你看撒迦利亚书。
Turn to the book of Zechariah.
请看撒迦利亚书。
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
Zechariah chapter 14.
撒迦利亚书第十四章。
We read verse 17.
请看第十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节。
And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain.
第四节，地上万族中，凡不上耶路撒冷敬拜大君王，大君王万军之神的，必无雨降在他们的地上。
We read also verse 18.
请再看第十八节。
Chapter 14, verse 18.
14章十八节。
If the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain.They shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nation who do not come up to keep the feast of tabernacles.
十八节，埃及族若不上来，雨也不降在他们的地上。凡不上来守住棚节的列国人，神也必用这灾攻击他们。
As we mentioned in our first lesson, Jerusalem can be used interchangeably with Zion. So.Jerusalem is the church.
像我第一节课所言，耶路撒冷还有锡安常常被交互的使用的，就是指教会。
Now, if you do not come up to Jerusalem,
如果你不上耶路撒冷
，no rain shall be given.
就没有雨会降下。
According to Hosea,
根据何西阿
，God shall come to His people like the rain.
神必如雨降临一样来到他的民当中。
So anyone who does not go to Jerusalem.
所以任何不去耶路撒冷的,
no rain shall be given to them.
就必无雨降在他们当中,
meaning no Holy Spirit.
意思就是没有圣灵,
that's why today we believe that only in the true Jesus Church we have the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天相信就在真耶稣教会里面才有圣灵,
because this is the one body of Jesus.
因为这是耶稣他唯一的身体,
and this Spirit of God lives in this one body.
神的灵也住在他这唯一的身体当中。
I think Paul is very careful to maintain, you know, the clarity of his teaching.
保罗他对这一方面的教训, 他, 做了很小心的,
That's why he said, one body, one spirit.
所以他才说, 一个身体, 一个灵。
It's like he does not say, only partial spirit live in the one body, no.
他没有说在这个身体当中只有部分的灵,
it's the fullness of God that dwells in the church.
是神的所有充满在这个教会里。
So the entire fullness of God is in the church.
所以神的全部住在这个教会里。
Meaning the entire presence of God is with the church.
意思是说神完全的住在跟着这个教会。
That's why if you do not come up to Jerusalem, you will not receive rain from God.
所以才会说，若你不来耶路撒冷，你就没有办法得到从神那里降的雨。
So from the Old Testament scriptures, we can see that God has already told us about the true church.
所以我们其实看到在旧约当中，神已经告诉我们有关真教会的道理。
We always say that, you know, the true church must fulfill three conditions, am I?
我们常常说，
there are three requirements, yeah.
我们常常说真教会必须符合三个条件。
What are they?
是哪些呢？
What are the three requirements?
是哪三个条件?
Don't scare me.
不要吓我。
只是不给回答。 开玩笑。 为什么要讲最后一个? 先讲第一个。 真理, 圣灵,
神迹奇事。
There's the three requirements.
这是三个条件。
Alright, now we turn to Isaiah.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
We read from verse 1 to, verse 2 to verse 4, yeah?
请看以赛亚书第二章二到三节。
Chapter 2, verse 2 to verse 4.
第二章二到三节。
This one is similar to Micah chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 4, I think.
这一段跟约珥书的第二章一到四节很相似。
Now we want to look for these three requirements, right?
我们从这当中找到这三个条件。
Verse 2 talks about the establishment of the house of the Lord.
这边第二节当中讲到神的家的建立。
And this mountain, yeah? The mountain of the Lord shall be exalted above the hills and all the mountains.
这边讲到神的山会超乎诸山，高举过于万里。
And all nations shall flow to it, and many people shall come and said, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord.
万民都要流归这山，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登神的山。
Okay, now, if you look at chapter Verse 3, the middle part says, He will teach us His way. He refers to God, right?
第三节中间那里说到主，也就是神必将他的道教训我们。
You know, in the mountain of God, in the church of God, God is there to teach us.
你知道在神的山，就是在教会里，神会在那里教训我们。
Just like, you know, what is stated in the New Testament scripture, in the Gospel of John.
就像在约翰福音当中所言,
the Spirit shall lead us into all truth.
这个, 圣灵会带领我们进入真理。
The Spirit teaches us the Word of God.
圣灵会教导我们神的话。
Here we can see the Spirit, the work of God at, the Spirit of God at work.
这边我会看到神的灵就他的话在这。
Now, the last part of verse 3.
那第三节后半段。
For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
这边说到，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
So the word of God, yeah, must come from where? Jerusalem, the church of God.
所以神的话要从哪里出来? 就是从耶路撒冷, 就是神的话, 就是神的教会。
So by reading verse 3 itself, we can see that God's presence is there. There's the Spirit's presence.
所以第三节我们看的话可以看到神在那里, 然后神的灵在那里。
We can see the truth of God being preached from Zion.
我们看到神的道理是从锡安当中被 出来。
We mentioned that there are three requirements, yeah? The truth, the Holy Spirit, yeah?
我们刚刚讲到有三个条件, 就是真理还有圣灵。
What about miracles, signs and wonders?
那神经奇事呢? 第三个条件呢?
If you look at verse 4,
如果你看第四节,
here it talks about the transformations of those who come to the mountain of God.
这边讲到来到神的山的人, 他们会做什么样的改变?
Here it says they will beat their sword into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks.
这边说到他们会将他们的刀打成犁头, 把枪打成镰刀。
This is transformation.
这就是改变。
You know, why do you need a sword?
你想为什么还需要刀呢?
To attack and to defend, right?
我们用刀是因为要保护自己, 或者是要攻击别人。
But in the house of God, in the church of God, we don't need this anymore.
但是在神的家, 在神的教会里, 我们不再需要这个刀了。
But if we can truly, you know, put our sword and our spear away,
如果我们真的可以把我们的刀, 把它放一边,
and we find that this is a true transformation. This is one of the greatest miracles that can ever happen in our life.
你会发现这是我们生命当中最大的奇迹。
You know, sometimes you find that in the church there is misunderstanding or confusion because we are not perfect and we are not exactly spiritual.
有时候因为我们的不完全, 我发现在教会里面有一些误解或者是困惑。
Because sometimes our words are not refined.
因为我们的言语不炼净,
it's like our word is still like a sword. It can hurt, can injure, can even kill.
好像我们的言语还是会伤害人, 甚至, 置人于死地。
So in the house of God,
所以在神的家,
our words must be properly refined.
我们的言语必须要炼净。
So whatever we say must be gracious.
所以我们所说的每一个言语都要带有恩惠。
We strive to bring about growth, spiritual growth in the church through our words.
我们经由我们的言语, 我们努力地让教会来有灵性上的成长。
This is transformation.
所以这就是改变。
Three requirements, can you see?
你可以从这边看到真教会的三个条件。
The presence of God, the word of God, and transformation, miracles, signs, and wonders.
就是神的同在, 神的灵, 以及改变奇迹。
I want you to turn back to Psalms 132.
我们再回来看诗篇第132篇。
Psalms 132.
诗篇第132篇。
Now we look at verse 13 to verse 18.
我们来看13节到第18节。
Verse 13 says, God desires to dwell in Zion. That's the presence of God, the presence of the Spirit. Yeah?
第十三节说到神他愿意把锡安当作自己的居所, 就表示神在锡安上。
Like what we say, this is the conscious choice of God.
就像我们说的, 这是神他自主, 他决定的。
He turned this place, Zion, into a place where His abundance is.
神选择这个锡安, 把他的丰富, 注入在这里面。
Now look at verse 15.
我们再看第15节。
I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her poor with bread.
第15节说到, 我要使其中的粮食丰满, 使其中的穷人饱足。
The poor here can refer to those who are poor in the spirit or those who are humble.
这边穷人可以是说谦卑的人, 或者是灵性上自己觉得匮乏的人。
The Old Testament scriptures is very consistent, yeah?
在旧约的经文当中有一个一致性。
Only those who are poor, meaning those who are meek and humble, can remain in the house of God.
只有那些穷人, 也就是那些温柔谦卑的人, 才能留在神的家里。
Here it says, God will abundantly bless her provisions.
这边说到, 神会使其中的穷人饱足粮食充满。
Supply of food will be continuous.
他会不断地提供这些粮食。
We know that this food refers to what? The word of God.
我们知道这些粮食指的就是神的话。
So in Mount Zion, there shall be this constant supply of spiritual food.
所以在锡安里面会有这些不断源源不断的粮食。
So again, you can see this, in this passage, there the two requirements are mentioned. Yeah? God's presence and what? And the word of God. Yeah.
所以在这段经节，我们又看到另外一个例子，就是这两个符合真教会的条件，就是神的同在，还有神的话。
If we read from verse 16 to verse 18, yeah,
如果您看16到18节，
one of the key points here is to defeat her enemies.
一个重点就是要打败他的仇敌。
You know, this is the miraculous works of God in Mount Zion.
你知道这也是神在锡安山上所行的奇迹。
We find that if all of us are spiritual,
我发现如果每一个人都是属灵的，
We are able to destroy every plot and every device of Satan, every scheme of Satan.
我们就可以拆穿毁灭所有仇敌的伎俩。
We are able to remove every fiery dart that is thrown against us.
我们就能够打开这一切的攻击。
Because the presence of God is with us.
因为神与我们同在。
That is miracle in itself.
这本身就是一个神迹了。
So you find that again, yeah, these three requirements are found in this passage.
所以这一段当中，你又可以发现符合真教会的三个条件。
We turn to Matthew.
我们再看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 16. Yeah.
马太福音第16章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第16章。
We read from verse 18 to 19. Yeah.
请看18到19节。
Here it talks about establishing his church, the church of God on the rock, on Jesus himself.
这边讲到神的教会建造在这磐石上，就是耶稣基督。
Now verse 18 said, I will build my church.
这边说到我要把我的教会。
Who is going to build the church?
是谁要建造这教会呢？
According to Acts, it's the Holy Spirit.
根据使徒行传是圣灵。
So when the Spirit came down, the church established.
所以当圣灵降下之后，教会就被建立。
Without the Spirit, this church cannot be built up.
没有圣灵，这个教会就没有办法被建立。
And we know that the rock refers to Jesus Christ, which is the foundation of the church.
这个磐石指的就是耶稣基督，也就是教会的根基。
Right. And this foundation is the truth.
这个根基就是真理。
Right.
对不对？
So we have what? The truth and the Spirit.
所以我们有真理，有圣灵。
Verse 19 talks about, the second part of 18 talks about the power to defeat the gates of Hades.
第18节后半段讲到这个胜过阴间的权柄。
The power to overcome Satan.
这个可以战胜撒旦的能力。
That is miracles.
这就是一个神迹。
Again, you find that every time when we talk about the church or any passage that is about the church, you can find these three requirements.
所以当我们看圣经中任何有关教会的经文，都可以看到这三个符合真教会的条件。
Okay, let's look at another example.
我们再看另外一个例子。
We turn to Mark.
我们请看马可福音。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音第16章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音第16章。
We read from verse, 16 verse 15.
马可福音16章第15节。
To verse 18.
15节到18节。
Here is the great commission Jesus has given to his disciples.
这是耶稣给他门徒的一个使命。
And asking them to go into all the world to preach the gospel.
告诉他们要去往普天下去传福音给万民。
You know, Jesus has taught the disciples.
你知道主耶稣他亲自教导这些使徒。
Has given them the spirit to understand his word.
给他们能够了解他的话的圣灵。
I want to read verse, where is it? Verse 14, chapter 16, verse 14.
我们请看16章第14节。
Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had reasons.
14节后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信，心里刚硬，因为他们不信那些在他复活以后看见他的人。
Here it talks about their unbelief.
这边讲到他们的不信。
In Luke, we are told God opened their hearts to understand.
在路加福音，我们被教导说。 神把他们的心打开，让他们了解了。
We turn to Luke chapter 24.
我们请看路加福音第24章。
Verse 45.
第45节。
Chapter 24, verse 45.
路加福音24章45节。
And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures.
45节，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
So God helped them to understand the scriptures.
所以神帮助他们能够明白圣经。And
gave them the Holy Spirit.
然后又给他们圣灵。And
then they went out to preach.
然后他们才出去传。
So the gospel here is not partial gospel, it's the full gospel of God.
所以这边的福音不是只是部分的福音，而是神所有的福音。
That's why Paul says the gospel is the power of God.
所以保罗才说福音是神的大能。
The gospel here is the truth.
这个福音就是真理。
Now we turn back to Mark 16.
我们再回来看马可福音16章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音16章。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
马可福音16章，信而受洗的必然得救。
But he who does not believe will be condemned.
不信的必被定罪。
It seems that there is no mention of the Spirit here.
这边似乎没有讲到圣灵。
But we can understand the presence of the Spirit here from the viewpoints of baptism.
但是如果我们从洗礼的角度来看圣灵,
When we look at the baptism carried out by the apostle or by the true Jesus church,
当我们看使徒施洗或是真耶稣教会在施洗,
there are always two sides to this effective or efficacious baptism.
总是有两个构成的要素。
We know that a human baptist is required to administer baptism on those who believe.
我们知道, 施洗者他必须要有条件, 施洗的时候要有, 派出去的条件。
我们需要一个施洗的人来执行洗礼。
But
if you look at it more closely, it is actually the Spirit who performed the baptism.
但是如果我们仔细看, 其实是圣灵他本身来执行这个施洗。
I want you to read 1 Corinthians. Yeah?
请看哥林多前书。
I think the English is clearer.
我想这边英文的翻译比较清楚。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
哥林多前书第12章13节。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
哥林多前书12章13节。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, and the baptism here is the baptism of water.
这边说到都从一位圣灵受洗，这个洗就是水洗。
So it's by the one Spirit that we are all baptized into this body.
就是都从一位圣灵，我们经由受洗进入这个身体。
That's why Jesus said,
所以耶稣说,
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
信他的人受洗的必被得救。
Because we believe that baptism is not a ritual.
因为我们知道这个洗礼不是只是个仪式而已。
Nor just a symbol.
不是只是个象征。
Actually, it can wash away our sin with the presence of the Spirit.
经由圣灵的同在，可以使我们的罪得赦。
That's why we can see that the Spirit must be there to make the baptism effective.
所以我们知道这个圣灵必须在那里使我们的罪得赦。
Now 17 and 18. Back to Mark 16, 17 and 18.
我们再看到 回来看到马可福音16章第17节。
And 18.
还有第18节。
Here it talks about miracles, signs, and wonders.
这边讲到神经奇事。
So even, you know, for the disciple to go and establish the church, these three requirements are there, are inherent in the message, also in their work.
我们看到当使徒他们在出去传、在建立教会的时候，这也是跟随他们的 三个条件。
Right? The gospel.
就是这个福音。
The Spirit, which is in baptism.
这个圣灵也就是洗礼,
and then miracles, signs, and wonders.
以及神迹奇事,
the three requirements, yeah.
这三个条件。
Right. Okay, now we look at one more. Yeah.
我们再来看一个。
We turn to Ephesians.
请看以弗所书,
please turn to the book of Ephesians.
请看以弗所书,
chapter 2.
第二章.
Right, now we read from verse 19. Yeah?
我们从第二章十九节看起,
all the way down to verse 22.
一直到22节,
now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
十九节, 这样你们不再做外人和客旅, 是与圣徒同国, 是神家里的人了。
Verse 20.
二十节,
having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
二十节, 并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上, 有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Verse 21.
21节,
in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
21节, 各房, 靠他联络的合适, 渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Verse 22.
22节,
in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
22节, 你们也靠他同被建造, 成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So this temple is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个圣殿呢, 是圣灵居住的所在。
Dwelling place of God, yeah, in the Spirit.
那也是神所居住的地方。
Now look at the foundation.
我们来看这个根基。
It's built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. This is the truth, am I right?
这里讲到建造在使徒和先知的根基上, 还有耶稣基督自己为房角石, 就是真理。
That is the foundation of the church.
这是教会的根基。
Now, what about miracle signs and wonders?
那神迹奇事呢?
We were all strangers before. We didn't know one another before.
我们之前都不认识彼此。
Now, because of the grace of God,
因为神的恩典,
we are drawn to the house of the Lord.
我们被吸引来到神的家。
So in the house of God, we are no longer strangers.
所以在神的家里, 我们不再是陌生人了。
That is a miraculous transformation.
这就是一个奇妙的改变。
Is that not true?
不是吗?
Right? Again, you see truth, Holy Spirit, and miracles.
所以再一次你看到真理, 圣灵, 还有神迹奇事。
That's why these are the three requirements.
所以这是真教会的三个条件。
So, you know, we always say to people who are seeking for the truth.
我们常常对那些寻求真理的人说,
if you want to look for a church,
如果你要找一个教会,
you make sure that the church has the Holy Spirit.
你要确定这个教会有圣灵。
The church must have the truth.
这个教会有真理。
And miracles, signs and wonders.
并且有神迹奇事随着。
The only church that fulfills all these three requirements is the true Jesus Church.
只有真耶稣教会符合这三个条件。
That's why we are the true church. We are the only church of God.
所以我们是真教会, 是唯一的教会。
Unless you can, state a church which fulfills these three requirements.
除非您可以说任何, 有其他教会有符合这三条件。
Is there any other church out there that fulfills these three requirements?
你可以找到任何教会有符合这三个条件的吗?
Or have you ever come across a church that fulfilled these three requirements?
或是您是否有遇过任何教会有符合这三个条件的?
No, huh?
应该没有吧。
This is the only true church.
这是唯一的真教会。
Okay, now what I'm going to do is, I'm going to talk about, does the Bible talk about, the church of God will appear only in two periods of time?
那我要讲的是, 根据圣经, 教会会在两个时期出现。
This sounds a bit, like being very boastful. Yeah?
我知道这个听起来或许会觉得很骄傲。
Only in two periods of time?
只有在两个时期吗?
We believe that the church emerged in the time of the apostle.
我们相信教会在使徒时代出现。
And the church has also appeared in our time.
并且在我们的这个时代出现。
That is in the year 1917, the church was established.
就在1917年，教会被建立。
Can we find this kind of teachings in the Bible?
我们可以从圣经当中找到这样的教导吗？
Is this kind of teaching biblical in the first place?
这个教导符合圣经的原则吗？
Okay, I'm going to look at some examples.
我们来看一些例子。
Now, before we look at the example in the Old Testament scriptures, bear this in mind. What the prophet said, yeah?Is concerned with salvation, is concerned with the work of Christ, and is for us.
我们要在我们来看旧约当中这些例子当中，我们要先记得这些先知所言的都是与救恩、与基督的话，还有我们的救恩有关系。
是给我们的。We turn to Isaiah.
请看以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
Okay, we read chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
We read verse 21.
二十一节。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 21.
以赛亚书一章二十一节。
How the faithful city has become a harlot. It was full of justice. Righteousness lodged in it, but now murderous.
二十一节，可叹忠信的城变为妓女。从前充满了公平，公义居在其中，现今却有凶手居住。
In the history of the chosen people, did they ever, have a period in which, the entire nation is faithful to God?
在选民的历史当中，是否有一段时间，整个国家都有对神忠心吗？
I don't think we can find any.
我想我们找不到。
All right, now, if you look at verse 27,
如果您看第27节,
chapter 1, verse 27,
以赛亚书一章27节,
Zion shall be redeemed with justice and her penitence with righteousness.
27节, 锡安必因公平得蒙救赎, 其中归正的人必因公义得蒙救赎。
It's like God has made up His mind that in the future He's going to redeem, Zion with justice and righteousness.
就是神已经决定锡安要因公平得蒙救赎。
Like what we say, Zion represents the church.
我们说过，锡安代表的教会。
Meaning that, in a particular point in time in history, Zion has declined.
就是说，在历史的一个过程当中，有一个阶段，锡安它会沉沦。
So when we read chapter 2, that's why there is a need for this Zion to be re-established.
所以，当我们继续看到以赛亚书第二章，就看到锡安再次被建立。
We read chapter 2.
请看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Now it shall come to pass in the latter days.
这边说到末后的日子。
That the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains.
主神殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山。
God is going to rebuild the Zion.
神要重新建立锡安。
Because this is what God has desired, has planned to do.
因为这是他所愿意、他计划的。
Now when you look at Micah, it's the same.
当我们看到弥迦书，也是一样的道理。
We turn to Micah.
我们请看弥迦书。
We look at chapter 3 first.
弥迦书，我们先来看第三章。
Chapter 3, the second part, the last part, talk about the declines of Zion.
弥迦书第三章后半段讲到锡安他的堕落沉沦。
We read verse 10.
我们请看第十节。
We read from verse 9.
我们从第九节看起。
Now hear this, you heads of the house of Jacob and rulers of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and pervert all equities.
第九节，雅各家的首领、以色列家的官长啊，当听我的话，你们厌恶公平，在一切事上屈枉正直。
Verse ten.
第十节.
Who built up Zion with bloodshed?
以人血建立锡安.
Now verse 12.
第十二节.
Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field; Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins. And the mountain of the temple, like the bare hills of the forest. He talks about the decline and the destruction of Zion.
第十二节，因为所以以你们的缘故，锡安必被耕种像一块田，耶路撒冷必变为乱堆，这殿的山必像丛林的高处。
But we know that the plan of God to save would continue.
但是我们知道神救恩的计划会继续。
That's why in chapter 4 we see the re-emergence of Zion.
所以在第四章我们看到锡安重新被建立。
Zion has declined.
锡安曾经堕落沉沦。
And then God re-established Zion.
神又重新再次建立锡安。
We find that this actually fit into the teachings of the church, or rather the teaching of the church fit into this pattern.
我们发现这里的教导符合教会或者是教会的这个历史发展符合这一段的预言。
So decline and then what? Re-established.
就是堕落沉沦，接下来又再次被建立起来。
So when you look at, for example, Revelations,
所以比如说我们看启示录,
find that in the messages to the seven churches,
启示录当中, 有写给七教会的讯息,
you find that five out of the seven churches are corrupt.
我们发现在七个教会当中有五个教会, 他们是腐败的。
Some of them even, you know, have the throne of Satan.
有的教会甚至于有撒旦的权柄。
So you can see that, you know, the church was on the decline.
你会发现, 教会它有在, 往下坠落的趋势。
When you look at the history of the church,
当你看教会的历史,
truly, you know, many important teachings of the Bible have been changed or even marginalized.
你会发现在教会历史当中, 很多有关圣经里面提到教训都被改变或者是边缘化。
Baptism is no longer deemed essential for salvation.
比如说, 他们不觉得 洗礼对救恩有很重要的关系。
So you find that what the church has said is correct, you know, is accurate based on the Bible.
所以圣经当中讲有关教会的预言都是正确的。
What the TJC has taught is correct.
但是真耶稣教会所教导的是正确的。
It fit very well into the patterns as shown in the Bible.
因为真耶稣教会所教导的跟圣经当中所显示的模式是符合的。
There was a time that the church of Mount Zion declined and then God re-established.
有个时段,这个锡安,它会, 往下退步,但是神会再次建立。
Let's say a silent prayer.
我们请大家同心默祷。